KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, sunny skies and 1 degree above zero. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 12. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest this morning of a local man. 29-year-old Nathan Kinsey of Atlantic was arrested for driving while revoked for an OWI test failure. Kinsey was booked into the Cass County Jail. News time is 9 o'clock.
Are you paying too much for health insurance? Have you been denied coverage in the past, or have you simply found you could not afford health insurance? If so, the new health care law may create better options for you. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, and I am certified to sell the new health insurance plans available on the federally facilitated marketplace. I know, it happens. You feel you can go online and just find the least expensive plan available, and that will cover you and your family. But will it? Do you understand what will and will not be paid for? Do you understand the deductibles, co-insurance, co-payments, and the out-of-pocket maximums? The new law is confusing. That's why I chose to get educated, take the classes, attend the seminars, and become certified, all to help you get the coverage you need. The marketplace launched October 1st, and now is the time to speak with someone you trust. If you've been denied coverage before, couldn't afford coverage, or are turning 26 and transitioning off your parents' plan, call me, Donnie Drennan, with United Group Insurance in Atlantic. People you know, people you trust.
An Audubon County farmer has received the 2013 Iowa Farm Bureau Excellence Award in Agriculture. The Iowa Farm Bureau reports Randy Dreher has been given the Bob Joslin Excellence in Ag Award from the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation. Dreher is a young farmer who harvests crops and raises cattle along with mentoring youth FFA officers. He received the award at the 95th IFBF annual meeting in Des Moines on Wednesday. The award honors a young farmer who demonstrates outstanding leadership qualities in Farm Bureau, agriculture, and their community. Dreher is a fifth-generation farmer and grew up on a century farm near Audubon working with his parents. Today, he and his wife, Crystal, help to run the family farm. Along with being on the Farm Bureau board, Dreher is involved in a number of agriculture programs for youth and is a former FFA officer himself. He has helped with Ag Day, first grade coloring contests, and sharing agriculture career paths during Career Day. As the Joslin Award winner, Dreher received a $1,500 home and workshop certificate and an all-expense-paid trip to the 2014 American Farm Bureau meeting in San Antonio, the 2013 GrowMark annual meeting in Chicago, and the 2014 IFBF Young Farmer Conference. The Excellence in Ag Award is given in memory of Bob Joslin, who was the Bureau's president from January 1986 to December 1987 and was known for his support of young farmers. Elsewhere in state news, McGraw-Hill has eliminated the jobs of 27 people at its home office in Dubuque. Spokesman Brian Bellardi said on Wednesday that 33 more people lost their jobs at three other company locations. He says McGraw-Hill is really looking at our business and our operations and finding more ways to become efficient. Bellardi said the workers will receive severance packages. He also says the layoffs don't represent an overall workforce reduction. Rather, he says business is evolving, and as we continue on it, it will give us a cause to rethink things. He says the company remains committed to its Dubuque operation. A key Democrat in the legislature is less than enthusiastic about a flat income tax in Iowa. Republican Governor Terry Branstad has said that he and his staff have toyed with the idea, and may call on legislators to endorse the concept in 2014. Senator Joel Bolcom, a Democrat from Iowa City who's chairman of the Senate's Tax Writing Committee, says Iowa needs a fairer income tax system.
We should all be working for that. The governor's proposal seems to be, what more can I do for wealthy Iowans proposal? And I look forward to discussing how we can make Iowa's tax system more fair for working people. Right now, people making less than $50,000 a year pay a higher percentage of their incomes in state and local taxes, and we ought to be about fixing that.
Branstad's mulling the idea of creating a two-track income tax system for the state. Taxpayers could choose Track 1, a new, flatter income tax rate with fewer deductions, or Track 2, which is the current system. Bolcom doesn't support the concept.
The governor's proposed pick-your-tax system, and clearly the flat tax will provide significant benefits to the wealthiest Iowans, and I think we should have one tax system that applies to everybody.
According to Bolcom, Branstad's pick-your-tax system would be much more complicated for Iowa taxpayers to try and figure out. An Iowa State University assistant professor studying cooperative economics has been presented with an endowed professorship at the university. Carrie Jacobs was presented with the Iowa Institute for Cooperatives Endowed Economics Professorship at the organization's annual meeting on November 26th. The institute is a trade group for member-owned cooperatives that provide services including electricity in rural areas, credit unions, and grain marketing for farmers. The organization has provided $1 million to help fund the professorship. Jacobs says it's incredible that cooperatives would work together to ensure ongoing research and education into their cooperative business model. Jacobs has an undergraduate degree in economics and business administration and earned a doctorate in economics from North Carolina State University in 2010, the same year she joined Iowa State. Officials in Iowa's wind energy industry are concerned the federal government still has not extended the production tax credit, or PTC, for wind projects. Harold Pryor, executive director of the Iowa Wind Energy Association, says Senate leaders haven't included the PTC in markup legislation, and that's a worry since time is running out and Congress is weighed down by other matters like the Farm Bill.
That's obviously a major enterprise with implications for the upper Midwest as well. And, you know, with politics being what they are and with the nuclear option that the Senate Democrats employed, now I think the Republicans are looking for a way to fight back a little bit or make their sentiments known. It's probably not going to help.
Pryor says he's hoping a construction provision in the current production tax credit will buy them some time to push into next year for renewing the credit.
We remain optimistic because, you know, this current PTC that expires at the end of this month has that new in-construction progress language, so that's going to keep a lot of business alive and well until probably middle part of 2015.
He says he's also hearing rumblings about replacing the production tax credit with a limited partnership type of program used by the oil and gas industry. Pryor says while that might work for smaller wind projects, larger ventures don't favor it. Iowans could be paying less than $3 a gallon for gasoline before the end of the year, according to a report from AAA Iowa. Spokeswoman Gail Weinholzer said crude oil prices are falling, stockpiles are rising, and refineries have already made the change from summer to winter fuel blends. Iowa's current statewide average is $3.11 a gallon. Prices may fall between 10 and 15 cents a gallon before December is finished, she says, and the prices may remain at the lower level for much of the winter.
Certainly there's no reason to expect prices to do any sort of significant increases between now and the early part of spring.
This isn't anything out of the ordinary, Weinholzer says, as gas prices typically reach a low for the year in mid-December.
I would expect prices to remain relatively low, depending, of course, on the wild cards that we always talk about, the political situation in the Middle East and the overall world economy as far as the recovery from the recession.
While Iowa's averaging $3.11 a gallon, that's 14 cents cheaper than the national average. Prices in Davenport were the lowest in the state earlier this week, averaging $2.94, while Waterloo had the highest price of $3.15. A Dubuque company plans to build Iowa's largest array of solar panels, tripling the size of what is now the state's biggest solar setup. The Telegraph Herald reports that Eagle Point Solar recently entered into an agreement with the Farmers Electric Cooperative to buy power produced from about 2,000 panels that will cover 5 to 7 acres near Kelowna. Eagle Point Solar President Barry Shear said the array will be about 3 larger than what is now the biggest array near Decorah. The co-op, which has about 640 customers, will take ownership of the solar farm after 10 years. The operation will eventually produce nearly 1 million kilowatt hours of power annually. Construction is expected to begin in March and take about 60 days. Shear declined to estimate the project's cost. And taking a look this hour at world headlines here on KJAN, a fourth straight month of solid hiring has cut the U.S. unemployment rate to 7%. The Labor Department reports a surprisingly robust job gain of 203,000 jobs in November. Much of the growth was in higher-paying industries, including manufacturing and construction. Stocks surged at the open on Wall Street. The Dow was up more than 135 points in the first hour of trading. South Africa's president has laid out the schedule of formal events to honor Nelson Mandela, who died last night at the age of 95. President Jacob Zuma declared this Sunday as a national day of prayer and reflection. That'll be followed next Tuesday by a memorial service at a Johannesburg stadium. The anti-apartheid leader's body will lie in state at government buildings in Pretoria from Wednesday, December 11th until burial on Sunday, December 15th. And France's defense minister says French troops have killed several rebels as they were bearing down on them in a pickup truck in the Central African Republic. The defense minister calls the incident into capital legitimate defense. The Bangui, or Bangui that is, has been calm today following yesterday's fighting, which left more than 100 people dead. The UN Security Council has authorized French forces to try and stabilize the country. News time is 9:10.
It happens. You've been told you can simply go online and purchase a new health insurance plan under the Affordable Care Act. So you go online only to find there are over 24 options available. You're now confused about which option to choose, which one will meet your needs, and even more so, what it will cost you. Are you eligible for a subsidy to help you pay for the insurance? Do you know how to find out? What should you do? The questions are endless. This is Donnie Drennan of United Group Insurance in Atlantic. The new law is confusing. That's why I chose to get educated, take the classes, attend the seminars, and become certified to sell the new health insurance plans available on the federally facilitated marketplace, all to help you get the coverage you need. The marketplace launched October 1st, and now is a time to speak with someone you trust. If you've been denied coverage before, couldn't afford coverage, or are turning 26 and transitioning off your parents' plan, call me, Donnie Drennan, with United Group Insurance in Atlantic. People you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, Betty Sandhorst, age 74 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Betty Sandhorst will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Greg Sybil, age 26, formerly of Vail, Iowa, died Tuesday in St. Louis, Missouri. A massive Christian burial service for Greg Sybil will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the St. Anne Church in Vail. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll is in charge of arrangements. Esther Betts, age 92 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Thursday. Funeral services for Esther Betts will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird is in charge of the arrangements. William Thomas Bill Shields, age 90 of Red Oak, died Tuesday in Elkhorn, Nebraska. Funeral services for Bill Shields will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Jeanette Mary Obermeyer Schrum, age 84 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Jeanette Schrum will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Doug Gray, age 67 of Kimbleton, died Sunday in Omaha. Memorial services for Doug Gray will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Howard Harris, age 94 of Greenfield, died November 13th at the Greenfield Manor. Memorial services for Howard Harris will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Thomas John Good, age 86, formerly of Griswold, died Wednesday in Odebolt. A massive Christian burial service for Tom Good will be held next Tuesday at 1:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Doris Wright, age 90, of Stewart, died Wednesday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Doris Wright will be held December 13th at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Pat Stetzel, age 65 of Guthrie Center, died December 3rd in Panora. A memorial mass for Pat Stetzel will be December 16th at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.